first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. We do appreciate it. Still to come on the show in the 11 o'clock hour from the Trustville Tribune, my good friend Scott Buttram, and the official Democrat response of the Jeff Moore Show, former Congressman Parker Griffith. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. You'll want to stay around for that. But joining us now on the program, second time we've had him on, but always a pleasure to have him on. He's running for state auditor here in Alabama. Stan Cook on the line with us. Stan, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Jeff. We're doing quite well, and I hope you and your audience are having a great day today.
We appreciate it. Thank you for that. Kick it off here. How is the campaign going?
Campaign very well. We have spoken in practically every county in the state except two, and I'm on my way to Auburn now for an event. And this week, I think we'll find ourselves in St. Clair County and then back down to Escambia County. So we're doing quite well, getting a great response. A lot of people are asking for signs and how they can help. We've got some people donating money, and that's always good. So I believe that we're doing well in that standpoint. And then the last straw poll we had, I was in the lead. So straw polls are straw polls, but still it's an indicator that we're doing something right.
Well, tell us, you know, our audience, obviously southern part of the state, may not be familiar with you as a candidate or are familiar with who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. First of all, I pastor a church currently. I oversee 10 churches in our district. We have a world missions organization in Israel, and I have a small business that's stationed in the United States, but we basically operate out of Israel. We help Jews and Christian Arabs to get their products to the marketplace, and then we have a large missionary team that we support. Everything we do is by donation, no tax dollars involved. 20 years of my life, I was warehouse manager, inventory control manager of a company called Fisher Scientific and Immediate Business Systems, Cunningham Pathology. And that inventory control and warehouse management experience of 20 years is what gives me what I believe to be further qualifications to be Alabama's state auditor. The auditing process is actually inventory control, cutting costs, red tape, wasteful spending. I've been doing that for a long, long time. I know how to administrate, manage a paid staff and a volunteer staff, and I also know how to look for ways to save dollars. And when you run on a budget that's a donated budget, you cut corners everywhere you can. When it comes to the state of Alabama, I'm very familiar with state politics. I've been involved in all my life. I'm a lifelong Republican. I've never swapped parties. One of my opponents did years and years ago. I've been a lifelong conservative constitutionalist, and I believe that I'm everything that Alabama's looking for in a constitutional officer.
Well, talk about the constitutional office itself. State auditor, not something that's on the front and center a lot of times, but and you have very stiff competition here. But why state auditor? Why do you see that as a place where you could really make a difference?
Well, first of all, I think we bring a different approach. I think candidates in the past and my two opponents, they want just to be the auditor. And they want the job for the sake of the job. I think I see a way to take that job and expose waste, find areas that we can cut spending, track property from the legislative standpoint all the way through the purchase. I think we have some ideas that show that we could actually lease property cheaper than we could buy it. And because when you buy a product, computers, printers, anything that's technical, it has a very short lifespan, but you have to have a state employee to repair it, fix it, maintain it. You get into the leasing process, someone else is paying for the maintenance, And if it breaks, you get another one to replace it free of charge because you negotiated a very low-cost lease. I think there's better ways to handle the way we run the state auditor's office. I don't need a job. I want this job. And I think I can help the state of Alabama see that there are ways that we can run our state more efficiently.
Well, you know, the role of the auditor in this state, it's been diminished by the legislature, and that may be just a product of who has held that office over the years. But what do you think? Should you, if you're elected auditor, take a more proactive approach in expanding the scope of the office?
Well, I want to return it back to its original constitutional form. One of the things that we need to do, and you're going to hear this from every candidate, but it's the truth. The Examiner's Office of Public Accounts is an exact duplication of the State Auditor's Office. The person that leads that bureaucracy makes more in salary than our governor does, which is an abomination. The top three or four salary people in that bureaucracy make more than all of our constitutional officers do per year. It's wrong. And then what I believe that we need to do is merge the two offices together, get rid of the top tier leadership in the Examiner's Office of Public Accounts and put everybody under the State Auditor's Office. Currently, the Examiner's Office of Public Accounts gets an annual budget of $8.9 million. The State Auditor's Office gets around $880,000 a year. And the State Auditor is accountable to the people of Alabama. No one in that bureaucracy is accountable to anybody except a handful of senators and House members and the governor. And everything they do is in secret. So you and I, the common citizen in Alabama, most people in Alabama didn't even know that office existed. And they're getting $8.9 million a year to keep things cloak and dagger behind closed doors.
Well, it sounds like a lot of that's going to have to be done. I mean, how much of this could be done on day one? How much can you as auditor change the culture, change the standing of the office versus having to lobby the legislature, make the case to senators and representatives to return this office, to restore funding? I mean, how do you is it kind of a balanced approach, I suppose?
Yes. You don't become an agitator. I believe that's the problem the last 8 years. You take a professional approach. You sit down with the leadership of the House and the Senate. You also make your sales pitch to the people of Alabama and let them know what's going on. I believe when the voter actually knows what's going on, they'll put the right amount of pressure on their House and State Senate members. But you have people already in the House and the Senate that are screaming taxation without representation. They know it's there. They just want somebody to take the appropriate stand. And I've spoken to many senators, many House members. I'll lead the charge, and they will stand with me, and we can resolve that problem.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting you say that. The current state auditor views his role a little differently than you pointed out there, and you mentioned the agitator aspect to it, but that he thinks it is drawing attention to a lot of what's going on. Maybe exposing it is a means of disinfecting, but you I guess are saying that you weren't more within the system, perhaps.
Yes, there's a professional way to handle everything. If you come in and keep poking the bear, you're just going to agitate the bear. But when you show someone that you have not only a complaint but a solution, and that's what's wrong with our current state of government. A lot of people are complaining. This is wrong. That is bad. But they're not offering positive, progressive solutions. And I believe that Alabama could be far better than what we are. We must be better. And what you do is you bring a business approach into this office, not a politician's approach into the office. My competition is going to bring a politician's approach. I'll bring a business approach. I'm not worried about climbing the ladder. I'm worried about saving the tax dollars, their money. And that's been my campaign theme throughout the last year.
We're joined by Stan Cook, running for state auditor here in Alabama on the Republican ticket. Stan, tell me this. You've been traveling the state. You mentioned that you've been to 65 of the 67 counties, I believe. What are you hearing out there? I mean, it's got to be difficult. Down ballot race, explaining kind of why you're running and laying that out and why this is an important office that the voters need to pay attention to. But what kind of response are you getting on the campaign trail?
Well, first of all, the response I'm getting is people are saying they are glad that I'm running. Many times they don't know who my competition is. So it tells me that my competition is not campaigning that hard. And then they want to ask questions about what the auditor can actually audit. They want to get down into the deep grass. They want to know how more effective can the office be. I had a very good question brought up out of Shelby County, and I'll give you a good example of how this works. When you're out campaigning, of course, you have your boilerplate campaign speech. But then the question was asked about the Alcohol Beverage Commission in Alabama, and that is discretionary money. And they want to know, of course, this person was anti-drinking, anti-alcohol, and I'm not taking that approach at all. My approach was this, that the state should not be in private competition with private business or small business. I believe in the state's competition is unconstitutional. And the state auditor, since it's discretionary money, can audit the ABC board, see how much money is coming in every year, and then see who they're paying their leases, their rent to. Every one of their locations is in a building in a county. And do those buildings belong to a bureaucrat in Montgomery, a former state legislator, a current state legislator? Who are we paying this rent to? And the conversation we had with the people in Shelby County ended with, would it not be great for the state to get out of the business altogether and sell those businesses to a private business owner and let the business rise or fall on their ability to operate a good business? We've met with some resistance with that campaign approach. People are saying, well, because the ABC board exists, the number of alcohol sales are down in Alabama, justifying its existence. But that's hogwash. Jeff, the reality is people who live on the state line, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, they're driving across the state line to buy cheaper alcohol. And businesses in Birmingham are sending their trucks empty to other states, like restaurants, buying their alcohol, bringing it back to the restaurants and selling it. The numbers are down because our people are leaving the state. I'm not promoting alcohol. I'm a Christian, but I'm looking at it from a private business point of view. When the state gets involved, things go wrong, and you're seeing a good example of that. And I think we need to be out of the alcohol business altogether.
So you think that is a place in this discussion about state auditor is figuring out a way to extricate the state from being in the business of alcohol sales? And I haven't heard that from your two opponents, but you think that is something that it could be something to make the at least the auditor's race a little more interesting?
Well, what you do is you simply use the power of the auditor to audit the discretionary funds, how much money the ABC board makes every year, and then who they are paying their leases and rent to. Once that is revealed and exposed, I believe that you will have a state issue, not a campaign issue. We can say the very same thing, Jeff, about the pistol permits. You know, we're talking about the Second Amendment, gun rights, open carry, concealed carry, but those pistol permit fees are discretionary funds. There has never been a state auditor to audit a single county to see how much money is coming in every year to a particular county and where they're actually spending that money. to tell the citizens of Alabama, this is how much money's been collected through pistol permit fees, and this is where the money's being spent. We're having half of an argument on an issue. We're not having all the details laid out before the voters of Alabama.
Stan, folks want to find out more about your campaign. Do you have a page or a way to get in touch or anything like that? The listeners can check you out.
Sure, Jeff. Stan Cook for State Auditor is our website. It's also our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook or on our webpage. Each one will take you to the other. And then if they want to get in touch with me personally, I'll give you my cell phone number. I've taken calls from people all across the state. My number is 205-922-3579, or my email address is stancook@att.net. I'll be glad to answer your questions, and I enjoy coming on your program because I believe that we can make a difference. We can do better in Alabama for the voter, the citizen of Alabama. I'm looking forward to making a difference.
Stan, thanks for making time for us. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you so much.
As we get a break in here, we'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.